The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Dream Men.
Here we are, Frank. Double scotch and a finger of H2O.
Thanks. Here's to you, Norma.
To both of us, honey. Down the hatch.
I needed that.
Me too. Why don't you pour us another while I go change into something more comfortable?
Okay. Why don't I?
Phonograph's right there. Play something nice and romantic.
Don't keep me waiting long.
A couple of minutes, honey. Be right with you. Lon, this is Norma. He's here.
Good work, Norma. How'd you swing it?
How do you think? He did the town, then wound up here for a nightcap. Look, Lon, are you sure about this? The guy doesn't look like...
Of course I'm sure. Now stop asking questions and take care of him fast. I'll have two of the boys come by for the rest.
Okay, Lon. I'll take care of him.
Nice and romantic, Norma. How do you like it?
I don't like it, Frank. I don't like it one bit. Copper.
In the early part of last year, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was advised by the Treasury Department that one of our special agents had been murdered in the vicinity of Bay City. The Treasury's Narcotics Bureau had been investigating a large-scale ring in the Bay City area. And our agent, Frank Bailey, though working independently on an extortion case, had inadvertently stumbled on the narcotics situation. As soon as this information reached us, Agent Reynolds and I were assigned to the case. It was agreed that Reynolds would proceed to Bay City as a man addicted to drugs, and that I was to be his outside contact.
I'm calling from a drugstore. I'll have to make it fast.
Go ahead.
I made a contact today in the Bar and Grill.
Good work.
The name of the place is Maury's, 4th Avenue off State Street. Bartender's the contact. He's going to introduce me to a seller.
Bartender?
Yeah. Tail him. Find out everything you can.
There you are. One beer.
Thanks, Mike. On the hatch.
Right. Dave.
Yeah?
I spoke to that fella you asked me about. I told him you were okay.
Hey, thanks, Mike. When can I get...
Right now. Come on. He's in the back room.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, Mike. How's for a little service?
Be right with you, Clay. You too, Pete. Right through here, Dave.
Uh-huh. Mike.
Yeah?
Who is this fella? You can tell me now, can't you?
He's Joe Maury, owner of this place. And if you ever open your yap...
Don't worry about me.
In this door here.
Uh-huh.
Hiya, Joe. I want you to meet Dave Reynolds. He's the guy I was telling you about.
Hiya, Dave.
Little edgy, I guess. Mike's been telling me...
I told him you could accommodate him, Joe.
That's right, Dave. I can. Sid, Mike, grab him.
Just take it easy, Dave. Sid, hold that on.
That's it, boys. Keep him nice and still.
Hey, what is this?
Shut up. We'll ask the questions. Frisk him, Sid. Mike, where'd he say he was from?
Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Who's your contact in Detroit?
My contact?
You heard me.
Bartello. Ed Bartello.
There's nothing on him, Joe.
Ed Bartello and who else?
Nobody else.
What about Nick Seaver?
I don't know him.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
Sid, our friend's having trouble with his memory. Help him.
Hey!
What about Nick Seaver?
I tell you, I don't know him.
Maybe you don't know Ed Bartello either. What color hair's he got, light or dark?
Neither. Ed's bald as a billiard ball.
Let him go, Mike. Oh, glad to know you, Dave. Welcome to Bay City.
Huh?
Sorry for the rough-up, Davey. You understand, we can't take any chances.
We'll make it up to you starting right now. I said I could accommodate you, Dave, and I can. Whatever you want from here on, Dave, all you got to do is name it.
Hello.
I'm calling from the drugstore again.
Go ahead.
I bought my first pack of dust today. The seller's name is Joe Morey. He's only small fry, but he may lead to bigger.
Okay, I'll check on him and let you know what I find.
That you, Joe?
Yeah, yeah, it's me. Where are you?
In here, honey. Come on in. We got a visitor.
Okay, be right there.
Driving over to King's Beach.
It's too hot. I thought I'd just come home and...
Hello, Joe.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. Lon just dropped in for a cool glass of beer. I've been showing him my new summer things. Here, honey. Sit down. Relax. See what you think of them.
She looks real cute in that bikini, huh, Joe? Like fresh out of those movie mags.
You like it, honey?
Norman, where'd you get the money for those things?
Well, don't you like them, Joe? Lon,
where'd you get the money, Norman?
What's the difference where? You want your wife to look her best for you, don't you?
Norma,
I gave her the money, Joe. And I took it out of your next month's cut.
You what?
It's not Lon's fault, Joey. I made him do it. You don't mind, do you?
You know I mind. We've been spending and spending. We're way over our heads.
Oh, honey, a few little summer
things.
It's
not that, Norm. It's the whole crummy deal.
Oh, listen to him, crummy. Wasn't so crummy when you first come to me crawling, begging you'd do anything for dough.
Okay, okay.
Anytime you want to back out of this crummy deal, all you have to do is say so. You know that.
I said okay.
Nobody's backing out of anything, Lon. If it's only money Joe's worrying about, he knows how he can fix it.
Why, sure. Like I told you, Joe, there's a great market in these high school kids. Why, we haven't even scratched the surface.
Lon.
Huh?
I'm taking Norm out for dinner. We want to get dressed.
Joe!
Okay, I'm on my way. I can take a hint.
Joe, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. An old friend like Lon, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I was going along anyway. I just dropped by to tell Joe the boss is up in percentage on all sales to school kids, that's all. 5% more.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that, Joe? 5%?
Yes, I heard. As far as I'm concerned, he can keep it. I'm not putting any kid in a spot like that. I don't care if I starve for it.
Well, have it your way, Joe. I guess I'll be shoving along.
I'll see you at the door.
All right. So long, Joe. Much obliged for the beer. What's he so sore about, anyway?
Oh, who knows? His general sweet disposition.
It isn't that federal guy. You didn't tell him about that, did you?
Of course I didn't tell him.
What if he starts adding 2 and 2?
Don't worry.
Well, I don't mean the Fed. 2 and 2. Lon and Norma.
He won't.
What if he does?
You tell me what.
There's ways of handling types like Joe. If he gets to be trouble.
I tell you, he won't.
Well, I was just saying. If he does, there's ways of handling him. So long, Blue Eyes. Whether Joe says it or not, I say you look real great in that bikini.
I began a surveillance of Joe Morey, and it was soon evident that the ring had planned its operation as carefully as the Narcotics Bureau had advised. Each night after closing, Maury was seen leaving with a small package handed to him by the bartender, presumably containing money received from users. Each afternoon, he stopped at a filling station to pick up another package, undoubtedly containing new quantities of drugs. However, since the filling station was only a drop, and since we were after bigger game than a seller of narcotics, Agent Reynolds and I decided on an increased plan of action. This plan called for him to establish closer relations with Maury. And there was one best way to do that.
Hiya, Davey. Beer?
Not today, Mike. I got business with Joe. Very important.
He's in the back.
Right. Joe?
In here.
Oh. Hello, Dave. Listen, Joe, I'm not being nosy. Have you got a package on you today?
Hmm?
If you have, give it to me.
What?
I don't ask questions, Joe. Give me the package.
Now, look, Dave.
Joe, there's no time. There's a couple of cops coming in here any second.
Cops?
Plainclothesmen, treasury boys. I heard them asking the bootblack, where's this place?
Yeah, but how do you know
that? Look, I served time once for selling moonshine.
one of these guys testified in court, I'd know his face anywhere. Now, give me that package, Joe.
Okay,
Joe.
But... Okay, okay. Here you are.
All right. Now.
Yeah, sure will, Joe.
Thanks a lot. See you later.
Yeah, Dave. See you later.
Pardon me, gentlemen.
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Mr. Morey, I told him you were busy.
Oh, that's okay, Mike. What is it, gentlemen? What can I do for you?
Mr. Morey, this is Agent Hillary of the Narcotics Bureau. My name is Stevens, FBI. We'd like to ask a few questions and have a look around.
Why, sure, gents. Look around all you want. I've got nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide. I like that, Joe.
Yeah, I kind of like that myself.
Joe, honey.
Uh-huh.
Go in the kitchen, make a few drinks for our guest, huh?
Oh, sure thing. Sit down, Dave. Make yourself at home. I want you two to get better acquainted. Entertain him, huh, Norma?
I'll try. You smoke, don't you, Mr. Reynolds?
Thanks, I do.
Light?
Right here.
Thanks. Joe tells me you recognize those two men.
Hmm.
You did a little time once, Joe says.
A little, Mrs. Morey.
Norma. When men look like you, I forget the missus.
I see.
What I mean, how would you like to make a few easy dollars for yourself?
Well, I'm open to offers. What do you have in mind?
Friend, I represent the syndicate Joe works for. I say the word, and he puts you on as a contact man at the high school.
Friend? What friend?
Never mind. You asked what I had in mind. That's what.
What else?
We'll wait and see what else.
Does Joe know about this, Norma?
Does he have to?
Well...
After all, he told me to entertain you, didn't he? He told us to get better acquainted. That's what I have in mind, Dave. Don't you?
One week after Norma Morey suggested that she and Agent Reynolds get better acquainted, he phoned me from his hotel with pertinent information.
At least I think it's pertinent, Steve. She's had plenty of drinks and feels like talking.
Good, let her. But Dave, be careful. You're playing with dynamite.
Don't I know it. I'll be careful, Steve. So long. Well, that's taken care of. The boy will be right up with some ice and more soda. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
I have an idea it'll be worth it. You have a nice apartment.
Thanks to you and Lon Nevin. You should have seen my old place.
No, thanks. I like it like this. Someplace a girl could powder her nose?
Right through the bedroom on your left.
And keep you waiting long?
I have an idea it'll be worth it.
Through here?
Uh-huh.
Operator.
Hello, operator. Mr. Reynolds is busy. He asked me to call back the party he just spoke to. Could you get them for me?
Certainly, miss. Just one moment. That was Bay City 9970.
Yes, that was it. Would you ring it, please?
Surely.
FBI field office. Hello? Hello?
Operator.
Operator, would you get me Mr. Lon Nevin here in the hotel? I believe he's in suite 6839. Hurry it, please.
Ah, that'll be the ice. Just a minute, son. Pardon me, Norma.
I'm just beginning to enjoy this.
Just set it down over there.
Hello, pal.
Lon, I didn't expect to see you.
I'll bet you didn't. Mike, Joe, this way.
Joe, listen, you fellas can't come in here.
Who says we can?
You don't get me. You see, I'm entertaining a young lady.
And she happens to be my wife.
Huh?
Get out of our way, Dave.
Joe, I can explain this.
I said get out of our way!
All right, so you're here. So, Mrs. Morey and I were having a friendly drink together, but it isn't anything like you might think.
I didn't come here to discuss your private life, Dave. That's for Joe to worry about. I come here to discuss those calls you made today.
Calls?
Yeah, to the state building.
Mike.
What's the use of stalling? Let him know we found out.
Well, I did call the state building to talk to a lawyer there.
You also called to talk to the FBI, didn't you?
What?
You heard him. FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. You called them?
Who said I called them?
Didn't you?
I don't know what's got into you
guys.
Don't
snow me, Dave. I don't like it. You did call them.
Well, sure. I call them lots of times, but only to ask for any new pamphlets.
You're lying. He's lying, Lon.
Mike, I swear to you. Joe, you believe me. You're my friend. Will I lie to you?
Yeah, through your teeth you'd lie. We got a reliable party, says.
Then he's the one lying.
Not this party. She's most reliable.
She?
I've got pertinent information, Steve.
Huh?
She's had plenty of drinks and feels like talking.
A most reliable party.
Norma.
Sorry to eavesdrop, Dave. Or do I say Agent Dave?
Look, all of you, you've got this wrong. Joe, what about that time I helped you out in the back room of the bar? You've got this wrong.
The only thing we got wrong is you. And we're taking care of that right now.
What?
We're going to teach you government snoops to stay out once and for all. The same way we taught Frank Bailey.
You killed Bailey?
Oh, you admit you know him.
You killed Frank Bailey?
No, not me. Our reliable party took care of that.
Look.
I'm sorry, Norma. Joe knows. I had to tell him. Or he could have got a wrong slant on why you're here.
You killed him, didn't you, Norma?
What if I did? He had it coming, didn't he?
Yeah, she hates cops, Dave. You wouldn't be breathing now if this hadn't been your own apartment. Come on, let's get it over with. Mike's car's outside.
No, Lon, listen.
Come
to
on,
me.
He said. You went for a ride in that car.
No, he isn't.
What?
Let go of him, Mike. Dave isn't going anywhere with you.
Joe!
Sure. Where'd you get that .45?
Norma's closet. I looked for it right after you phoned.
Put that thing down, Joe. What do you think you're doing?
I'm letting Dave out of here, that's what. And then I'm turning you into the cops.
You're what?
I'm turning you in. Like Lon said, your private life is my worry.
Why, you shot-happy sniveler. Who do you think you are?
I'm Norma's husband, Lon. It's about time I showed you that. If I'd only showed you before, maybe all this wouldn't have happened. Dave, go on, get out of here.
Okay, I'm getting...
Joe, don't let him. Don't be a fool.
Why should I stop now? I've been a fool about you and Lon long enough. I don't know about the others. Keep going, Dave. Keep going.
He doesn't have to, Maury. Nice work, Dave. All of you, stand facing that wall, hands overhead.
It means you too, Norma. Joe, I'll take that gun.
Norma, you idiot. He set the whole thing up.
That's right, Lon, I did. We had an idea she'd eavesdrop. Steve, was it enough?
Plenty. Hillary got the whole thing down on tape, and the gun wraps it up.
No!
Okay, the lot of you, let's go. We'll have that ride in Mike's car after all. Dave?
I'll bring Maury, Steve.
Right. Go on, go on.
You ready, Joe?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm glad you did what you did. I'll show my thanks in court.
You can save your thanks. I didn't do it because of you. Not because of you at all.
No, I guess you didn't at that. But I'm glad anyway. All right, come on, let's go.
With Joe Maury as cooperative witness, and with the tape recording and murder gun as corroborative evidence, the Treasury Department and your Federal Bureau of Investigation presented a complete picture of the Bay City narcotics operation to a federal grand jury. Norma Maury was indicted for murder, brought to trial, convicted, and sentenced to life in women's prison. As an accessory, Lon Nevin was given a 20-year term. A score of lesser members of the ring went to prison, among them Joe Maury. Although Agent Reynolds' personal testimony earned him the clemency of the court. Thus, reality finally came to the Dream Men. In tonight's story, Elsbeth Eric played the part of Norma Maury, and Frank Reddick was Joe Maury. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville.
We pause now for station identification.